want to get the child's parents involved, and I don't think that they have, I don't believe it's their fault. And of course, this does is a difficult thing coming on the heels of the news that we're getting today. But.
Now, your daughter had a slumber party?
Yeah, April Jr. had a slumber party in March, and she invited over 9 girls. And the girls were in a bonus room, a teen room, which is off of the back patio in our house.
Now, what do you mean by bonus room or a teen room? Is it a big room where they...
It's a big room where the kids can go and watch television and play games.
Oh, okay.
And this is where these girls were as part of this slumber party, which my daughter had asked for as part of a birthday celebration that she was going to have.
All right.
Now, about 1 a.m. On Sunday morning, I awoke because I did want to use the bathroom. And I wanted to go in and check on the kids, because kids will tell you, I don't know if you have children, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, they'll tell you they want to stay up all night, but a lot of times they've fallen half asleep by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Right.
So I got up, walked into the bonus room, and it was dark, and I didn't want to turn the light on, but I want to check to make sure the kids are asleep. And so I was stepping over these sleeping bags, just checking on the kids.
Now, how could you see if it was that dark?
It was a moonlit night. There was a partial moon or a three-quarter moon, so the moonlight was actually filling the room enough so I could see where I was stepping. And when I checked on the children, I turned around and went back to my bedroom where my wife was. About 20 minutes later, I could hear the kids talking. I didn't know what they were talking about, but my daughter came to the door, and she said that this young lady wanted to go home.
Now, this is this Rebecca Lombardi?
Yes, she said she wanted to go home. And my wife asked me, do you know why? I said, I don't know why she wants to go home. And I asked my daughter, and she didn't know. So my wife went in and talked to this little girl.
Now, this is 20 minutes after you were in the room checking to see if the kids are okay.
That's correct.
And that's all you did, right? I mean, I just, I'm sorry to have to ask you that.
Mr. Henry, believe me, I'd rather kill myself than hurt a child.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now my wife comes back and says, little girl wants to go home because she was looking under my T-shirt.
Well, what were you wearing? You were wearing a T-shirt?
Yes, sir.
How long was the T-shirt?
T-shirt came down probably almost knee length, because it was one of these. My wife buys these extra, extra large T-shirts that we wear in the house as nightshirts. A lot of the kids wear them, and I wear them.
All right. And you were wearing anything underneath?
Well, no. I just had on a T-shirt.
All right.
And this kid was looking up there. Now, I had stood over somebody's sleeping bag. I don't know if it was hers. I was trying to adjust some blinds to turn get a little bit darker in the room. So I was straddling one of the sleeping bags.
When you say you were straddling it, you were what? You had one foot on one side, the other foot on the other?
That's my understanding. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Okay, and so this girl tried to take a look, I guess. And that's when she said she wanted to go home. Because she, you know, saw me in all my glory, I guess. I don't know. So, I get a call the next day from her parents wanting to know what's going on. I said, well, what did she tell you? And they said that I walked into the room and I didn't have any underwear on. I said I was wearing a T-shirt. It was a knee-length T-shirt. And I had no intention of anything. And they said, well, our daughter was very disturbed by that, and we don't really want her to come over to the house. And that's when I contacted my attorney.
All right, now you're suing this child, Rebecca Lombardi.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. The parents shouldn't be dragged into this. I don't think parents should be blamed for every single instance of where a child is being you know, destructive or whatever.
Is that you feel this child's being destructive by she was frightened?
Well, yeah, she's being destructive because she, in my opinion, I didn't do it. I had on a T-shirt. I was fully clothed. And
yeah, but you said that you straddled the sleeping bag.
Well,
I'm assuming that you in trying to adjust the blinds.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I didn't know because it was dark. I thought I was at the foot of someone's bag. I didn't know I was straddling the bag right over their face, but I was adjusted the blinds and then went back in. Now, this child has taken this way out of context and way out of proportion and cried and everything and wanted to go home. And
did you tell her that she couldn't go home or something like that? What was the...
No, I said there's no reason for her to go home. My wife said, well, we'll call anyway. I said, I don't think you should. I think she's just being, spoiled and everything, but my wife called anyway. So defamation of character is count one of the lawsuit.
If you win this lawsuit over a child, which I got to be honest with you, I'm not a lawyer, but what do you hope to get?
We can recover monetarily when that child becomes 18. But really, I'm making a statement here that you shouldn't blame the parents for the errors of the children. And I'm trying to make a statement here. Don't blame the parents because the child is making bad decisions and going down a bad path is all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show as we speak with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. His daughter was having a slumber party, invited some girls over. You came into the room to adjust some blinds, make sure the kids were asleep. You were wearing a T-shirt. I would simply say to you that you didn't have any underwear on. And
no, I didn't have any underwear. I don't know anybody that wears a nightshirt and wears underwear under it. I mean,
you made a statement that was significant to me. You said that you walked into the room, you were stepping over the bags.
Yes, sir.
Stepping across the bags, meaning that if you stepped across someone's line of vision.
But the kids were asleep.
Well, obviously one wasn't.
That is true. One wasn't. And so I said to her, when she started crying about wanting to go home, I said, what are you crying about? And she wouldn't talk to me. My wife told me, and I said, but I went to Rebecca and I said, I mean, you're making a big deal out of nothing. I had no idea you were awake. And anyway, how come you were trying to get a look,
Well, come on, man. You weren't accusing this child of trying to take a peek, were you?
Well,
I mean, you're straddling the bag there.
Okay, but she could have, for the momentary time that I was trying to adjust the blinds, could have just glanced away until I was done.
Well, look at these kids are, how old are these kids?
They're 11. Or my daughter's 11.
Well, you're an 11-year-old girl. You wake up, and the first thing you see is a man standing over you, straddling the bag. He's not wearing any underwear. What are you suggesting, that you just look away?
She knew I was adjusting the blinds.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it was quite obvious that's what I was doing.
All right. Okay. So the lawsuit is against this girl, Rebecca Lombardi, for...
defamation of character and slander, yes, sir.
Why the slander?
Because she went and told her parents all about it, made me sound like a pervert and everything else.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Bozell from Corona, California. His daughter having a slumber party. He went in to check on the kids, wearing only a T-shirt, no underwear, as he stepped over bags to get to a set of blinds he was trying to adjust. Isla?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Now, I hope she countersues, because any man that steps into a room with my daughter and straddles her over the head with a funeral showing would be countersued. This is devastating.
I'm trying to adjust some blinds in a room that I own, in my home.
Your poor decision was to go in there without anything covering your genitals, and you still straddled someone over the head.
I was wearing a T-shirt, ma'am.
It doesn't matter.
Well, wait, you just said I didn't have anything covering me. I'm telling you I'm wearing a T-shirt, and then you say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You straddled her with your genitals showing over her head. That was a poor decision on your behalf.
Ma'am, I didn't decide to walk into that room and straddle
you
over someone's face.
You shouldn't have been in the room. You don't go in a room with sleeping children.
Ma'am, let me tell you something. Just between you and me, the day I decide to straddle someone's face with my genitals showing, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Every molester says that.
I'm a molester?
Well, let's be clear. You didn't put your hands on this kid, did you?
No, I didn't put my hands on any of these kids.
It doesn't matter. So you're a flasher.
Well, what are you? Are you a doctor or something?
I'm a mother.
Oh, she's a hysterical mother. This is something that I've had a lot of experience with, Mr. These hysterical mothers... They're hysterical is what they are.
Every molester tries to minimize. You show
well, how many molesters have you known?
You know what?
I bet you go around looking for them, don't you? Just so you have somebody
I'll
to
see. I'll tell you
what.
You're giving yourself away.
No, you're giving yourself.
Clue.
I think you go around looking for molesters.
Every neighbor
so
knows who you are now. They know who you are.
Well, I hope they do know so that when
with
their kids come to my house.
Speak, your guilt is just
You're just one of these hysterical women that sees molesters everywhere because you see a dollar in it.
You're taking advantage of
like
the child.
You like that lady. You like, that Michael Jackson lady.
Take accountability.
Listen,
take
you like that Michael Jackson lady sees a buck in everything.
Take accountability for your actions.
I take accountability for this. I walked into a room and I adjusted some louvelier blinds and I walked out.
You straddled someone's head and with her genitals staying
on the
ground.
You know, ma'am, the way you say that, it sounds like
you should not be in a room with little girls. How dare you go into a room with sleeping children?
Steve, let me jump in here. Do you understand that this probably was for a child to wake up to see this?
I understand that, but I think the child knows better. And I'm not trying to drag the adults into this. And here's this woman getting all psycho. You know, you remind me of that lady who's involved in the Michael Jackson case. You see a dollar in everything, lady.
Absolve yourself of all responsibility.
You know, I think you should make a living on something other than just trying to sue people for child
molestation. No, I hope you're countersued. I hope you lose it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Not knowing the facts of the case, that sounds like the hysterical woman you are.
You need to be prosecuted.
Bitch.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd watch that B word, okay? Just don't say that, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell is suing. He's not being sued. He's suing a girl who was the guest of his daughter at a slumber party because the girl went to his wife, Steve's wife, and to her parents and said that Mr. Bozell had walked into the room and was wearing a T-shirt with no underwear as he was straddling the sleeping bag trying to adjust some blinds. Apparently the kid woke up with Mr. Bozell straddling over her adjusting these blinds. He's suing the kid for defamation of character, slander, and for an unspecified amount of money that can be collected once she turns 18. He didn't lay a hand on her, he says. I have no reason to doubt that. But he did walk into the room wearing a T-shirt with no underwear underneath it, stepping over sleeping bags, as he puts it, to get to the blinds to adjust them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Molesting a kid.
Oh, sir, I did not go into that room. What happens, though, is a lot of these kids, fueled by these hysterical women, such as the one that I just spoke to.
All right, let's move past her, okay?
Well, these mothers especially will send their daughters out into the world fully armed with how to say certain things and what to say so that you can try to get one of these molestation lawsuits going. And
do you suspect that this girl was informed by her mother as to how she could accuse a man and thus be the victim of a lawsuit yourself?
I firmly believe that, yes, sir. That's why we have instituted the suit. You know, I'm suing her for saying that I'm in the room straddling her sleeping bag just to show off my you-know-what. But I'm also saying she's looking right up there. She's trying to strain her head to look under there.
Well, how do you know that that's the case? If you're straddling the bag...
Well, I wasn't completely straddling it. The angle that I was at, you'd have to sort of duck your head down and kind of look up.
Oh, so you're saying that she was trying to look under your T-shirt.
That's my contention. That's the contention of my attorney, and that's what we're going to present to the court, yes, sir.
All right, if you just joined us, Mr. Bozell's daughter was having a slumber party. Apparently, he went into the room wearing a T-shirt but no underwear on as he tried to adjust some blinds, and he thought the kids were asleep, and one of them apparently saw under his T-shirt. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Leah. Leah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bozell?
Hello, yes.
Mr. Bozell, I am a mother of three children, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I'm the kind of parent I'm not an over, like, strict parent, but see, like I have this rule in my family. My kids have never spent the night at anybody's house. I will not allow any kids spending the night at my house because, you know, the thing is that's in order to protect ourselves because nowadays with so many things, I mean, just for a little minor or whatever the thing is, you know, just exposing yourself, you know, is considered to be, you know.
I'm trying to be... I don't want to run in fear. I want kids to enjoy life. They can have slumber parties and what have you.
I understand that.
And I went over in there. Okay, I'm not wearing underwear. That's the way we are in our home. We're very relaxed. We're not looking to be perverted.
Mm-hmm.
This woman sends her daughter over to my house with a full set of instructions on how to entrap me. And
wait a minute, man. Have you got proof of this?
Well, I don't have proof of it. You know there are mothers that do that. They send their daughters off to a slumber party. They first try to determine, will there be a man in the house? If they say yes, then they tell their daughters what to say to get a whole sexual molestation thing going.
Mr. Bosell?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, but the thing is, sir, you know, if you and those children were staying at your house, I mean, if you you know right away that once you have children in your presence, you've got to be careful with whatever thing it is that you do. See, so in a way, the way I see it, you know, it's created a problem for you, and you know, you have created that problem because before you even thought of going into that room, you should have gone into your door, gotten a pair of underwears, and put them on. That or sent your wife to go do what you were going to do. I know it's
why would
your
I
house.
Want to put on underwear when I got a full-on T-shirt?
Well, I understand.
It's covering up everything.
I understand, but see, there's so
I
many
do.
Things that, that
you,
you know.
You do kind of hang down a little bit, but the T-shirt weighs down. It's down to my knees.
But still,
right,
you know, it's like I at my house. You know, I mean, you know, I would never go out, you know, without my underclothes. If I,
Mr. Bosell, did you write down in your affidavit, sir, that you got aroused because of the draft in the room?
I wrote down that there might have been slight arousal, yes, sir.
Well, for God's sake.
No, that's because of the draft in the room. It's got nothing to do with me.
So the kid looks up and sees this?
Oh, so now you're calling me a pervert. See, this is what I was hoping to avoid. Hysterical adults who are under the influence of these maniacs who are out there in the world, like Leah, you know a lot of them, probably women on your living on your street, are just dying to accuse some guy of molestation.
Well,
and try to get them.
When you have kids, sir, when you have kids, I mean, you've got to be careful as to who they hang around with. Just like I tell you with my kids.
Doctor called it semi-arousal.
You know, and the thing is, see, sir, you know, you're trying to make it sound that we should feel sorry for you, but you're an adult.
Well, ma'am, look at how I'm being persecuted.
But you're supposed to know how to act, especially when you have children.
Ma'am, there was a movie that came out. I don't know if you saw it. It was about a year or so ago. And the movie story was about basically about what I'm going through. And it was called The Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he's went through, that's what they want to do to me.
But see, sir, you're the one that caused the problem. You should have thought of that before you even went into that room.
But you can say to Jesus, you should have
thought you're making it sound, sir, that just because it's your house, you're allowed to do whatever you want. But when you have other people present, now that's a totally different story.
I straddled across her head, I guess.
I mean, you know, I as a mother, you know, I would never, because now with what I hear, I mean, I would never allow my kids to stay at nobody, because I don't know people's lifestyle.
Can I jump in here? What do you mean Passions of the Christ is about your story?
Everything that he did, that they flayed the skin off. I mean, they're not doing it to me literally.
Yeah, but he was a man who brought peace to the world. I mean, he had a positive message.
Yeah, but the point is, if he hadn't opened his mouth, they never would have hammered him up. Same thing with me. If I'd never had the children over for a slumber party, if we'd never allowed the kids the opportunity to bond and have a unique experience, okay, then they wouldn't be driving two steel railroad spikes into each hand right now.
So you feel persecuted?
Oh, so now you're saying I've got some kind of a Napoleon thing going on?
This has nothing to do with persecution, sir.
Yeah.
You've misunderstood the whole thing about Passion of
All right.
the Christ.
Leah, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bosell, I got to take a quick break here, but I do want you to consider just... we're talking about judgment here, okay? An error in judgment that you went into this room to check on the sleeping girls wearing a T-shirt with no underwear.
Mr. Henry, I go swimming in my swimming pool a lot of times just wearing a T-shirt.
Of an adult suing a child over the possibility of some sort of, you know, claim of misbehavior on your part. But
well, I'm not even going to let this kid or her parents try to start some rumor that I'm a child molester. I said...
Well, I don't think anybody's claiming that. I mean...
Well, you heard that first lady. And I'll tell you, Mr. Andy...
Well, hold on for a minute. You went into the room, so we tell people, you went into the bedroom where your daughters and her friends were having a slumber party, wearing a T-shirt with no underwear. You apparently could be seen as you were standing over people's sleeping bags, adjusting blinds and fixing windows and things. Now it comes out, and you saw the paperwork that her parents claim that something woke this girl up.
Okay, I do take responsibility for that.
All right, well, I mean, I'm going to try to find as delicate a way of putting this, but had you just been, you'd just been to the bathroom, right?
Yes, sir. And sometimes you don't, you know, if you don't shake off completely or what have you.
So you're telling me that this kid woke up, something was dripping on her.
That part I take full responsibility for. Okay, but that doesn't mean, when's the last time you heard about that being about a child molester or anything like that? I've never heard of a guy saying, okay, I think what I'll do today is I'll stand over a kid and you know, and shake it off. I don't think so.
You're going to have to find a better way of expressing yourself, sir.
Well, Mr. Andrea...
No, I'm just speaking from a level of some expertise on communication. You're going to have to find a better way to communicate yourself because you just indict yourself with everything you say. I didn't, quote, shake off enough, end quote. You walk in there...
It's all natural, and there's nothing abnormal or unnatural about it. And I really resent you and people calling in trying to say that I went in there and dripped on purpose or what have you.
1-800-449-8686.
You don't have any comment for that, do you, sir?
I'm not trying to see the worst. I'm trying to see the best. But I'm hearing you say things. First you walk in with no underwear on, then you're straddling over the kid as you're fixing a blind or something. Then I come to find out that what woke the kid up was something dripping on her. On where? On her head?
My understanding is the few drops in her forehead, yeah. And, well, she said to her mother one of them hit her in the mouth. I don't believe that at all.
Let me go to a phone call here. Edie, go ahead. Edie?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I think you're a disgusting pervert. You don't deserve to be called a minister at all.
That's easy enough to say.
That poor child probably is traumatized for the rest of her life.
Oh, my God.
You really need to go to jail.
Traumatized from what? That I was fixing a blind in a room where the kids were sleeping?
You're a disgusting pervert.
Ma'am, you're going to have to say something more than that and just repeat the same thing.
I was her parent.
I bet you just got two functioning brain cells.
I would meet you somewhere and pull a gun up your butthole and pull a trigger.
I bet you got two functioning brain cells. One says disgusting and the other says pervert. And you got nothing else to say. I'll tell you right now.
You are the definition of disgusting. You're a pig, you're a rat, you're disgusting.
What have I said that's disgusting? Name one thing I've done.
You opened your mouth. And from the time you opened your mouth, you have said nothing but disgusting things. And the parents need to just...
Ma'am, it's spelled... Can I just say something?
Cap all of that off.
Ma'am, it's spelled M-O-U-T-H, not M-O-U-F.
Good night.
It's not a mouth, it's a mouth. Was she hanging up?
Edie, you're going? Okay. Well, there you go.
See, that has nothing to do with...
What do you mean mouth instead of mouth?
But that's what I heard her say. And all I'm trying to say is...
Well, look, you're not helping yourself. I told you, you're not helping...
By telling the truth?
By telling the truth, dude. No, you should just not say anything. Something woke her up, and it was a drip.
That's what it was. And now you're making me sound like a pervert.
Let me go over to Jose. Jose, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Steve.
Yeah?
You know, what Mr. Henry saying, the more you talk, the worse it is.
What did I say that's so bad?
I've been listening for the last 20 minutes, and as it continues, it just gets worse and worse. I raised two daughters that I barely even changed their diapers unless it was absolutely necessary. I respect for females in general.
Wait a minute. What if you were the only parent? Would you not change your diaper?
You don't know how people are going to think and perceive certain things. And I would never run around my house with my dog. That's just not sanitary.
You wouldn't run around? I didn't hear you.
That's not respectful. You got to have more respect for your children.
I'm not running around my house. I just walked in.
And believe me, you're entitled to do what you want in your home and in your room. I'd expect your daughter or daughters, whatever it may be, I don't think I'm with no underwear. And that's the worst it is. If I was the parent of that child, I would have came down there and got you that night.
What are you talking about? In other words, when the police come and arrest you, you say, why'd you kick his rear end? You say, because the guy straddled her head.
He was
giving
urine on my daughter's and he didn't have no underwear. If you had underwear on, there wouldn't have been no drops.
That's a good point.
Well, you guys are nitpicking now.
No, wait a minute. That's
nitpicking. We're not nitpicking. You should be running around naked with girls.
No, wait a minute.
You have a T-shirt. You're not a woman. You don't need to run around with a T-shirt.
It was cold. I put a T-shirt on to cover my shoulders.
And another thing, if you're cold or if you're going to a pool, you don't get aroused. You go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I wondered about that, too.
Well, what are you guys trying to say? Excuse me. Are you guys kidding?
No, man. When it's cold, it doesn't exactly...
And you know what? I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering, how old is this guy, and what kind of education does this man have? I mean, how do you think, and how dare you have the audacity to compare yourself to Christ? You must be out your mind.
I'm just saying, they crucified
him. Not enough to compare anything that you go through in your life to that.
Wait a minute. I walk into the room. Okay, so I straddled a kid's head to try to adjust a Luvalier blind.
You should have sent your wife in there. You didn't even have to go in there.
You know, and what kind of sanitary habits have you got, man, that you can't even... You're standing over, then you're still dripping. I mean, come on!
Not only that, I've had kids come over to my home, had slumber parties. I've left my house for a night so that the parents and the children will be comfortable to have their party.
Wait a minute, who's watching the kids?
The women.
Well...
Chaperones, moms, females...
Well, you're one of these guys that lets the women do everything, not me.
No, that's not it. It's just respect.
Well, I think you have pretty much insulted me.
Well,
you're telling me that
so
I can't stand in my own house and maybe drip a little bit after I go to the bathroom.
Yourself. You insulted yourself, and you slandered yourself. Everything that you're suing this kid and her family for, you're doing to yourself by talking.
Wait a minute. I'm suing that kid because you're telling me and that kid's telling
me. You're suing that kid... so that they won't sue you first, and you act like you just want to get publicity. You talk about that lady chasing a buck in a Mike Jackson case. You're the one who's trying to get publicity.
If you can't stand anywhere,
where,
let me ask you something. If there's a one place in the world you can stand in a T-shirt with no underwear on and drip a little bit, it's your own
house. In your room. In your bedroom.
In my house.
Scratching your butt with your legs wide open with your wife right there in your privacy.
Not
around nobody else.
Not around kids, man.
Okay, well, let's just say I made a mistake. That doesn't make me pervert.
A very big mistake. And you've hurt yourself by that.
I wouldn't say it's a big mistake. I'd say, okay, number one, I didn't put on underwear. Number two, I didn't shake off good enough.
You hurt your family with that.
The only mistake I made was, number one, I should have probably pulled the T-shirt up and just tucked it up for, you know, while I was doing the blinds.
No, you should have wore some underwear. In fact, underwear's not good enough. You should have had on shorts.
You should have had on a pair of shorts or a pair of slacks, exactly.
At
you know.
The very least.
And then the other problem I made is I should have taken another half second to shake off.
No, shake off nothing. You should have been wearing some damn clothes.
Well, that's the truth. All right, Jose, thank you, sir, for a very good point.
Oh, you're going to let this guy just rape me and let him go?
You know what? You're not going to go to Corona and do it for real. You're a jerk.
So, Mr. Henry, you're going to let this guy come in, jail rape me, and
just
take off.
Yeah, you're an idiot, and he believes so, too.
Mr. Bozell, I told you, the more you talk, the more you make yourself...
You're an imbecile.
So you just walk right in, rape me in my cell.
If that was my daughter, who would have really paid for it badly, you would probably end up in a hospital. I guarantee you that. I don't let my kids just go anywhere.
You know what? That would have been real good on the police report. I beat him up because he didn't take the extra half second to shake
off. You know what? Those police probably would have beat you up, too.
Yeah, the cops probably wouldn't have had much patience with you.
Oh, so that's police brutality? On account of drip?
No, sir. There's children involved. There's children. Jose, I got to run. I got to take off. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your call.
He just called you a Jew, Mr. Hendry.
I don't care if he called me a Jew. Thank you, sir. So what if he called me? No, he didn't call me a Jew, and so what if he did?
See, he's trying to change the subject, talking about your heritage.
1-800-449-8686. What's the police report going to say? I beat him up because he didn't shake off. The world famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back. Watch what you're saying.
Are you trying to say that they have grounds to sue me? Oh, boy.
I'm saying the more you talk, the bigger a hole you dig. You're going to be suing her. You're saying straddling over, you know, didn't shake off this, that, a whole bunch of stuff, you know, not wearing underwear, you know.
And so let me just be clear here, Mr. Hendricks, because I have to report this to my attorney. If you're saying that you think that I dripped on purpose or what have you.
He dripped on purpose, man. First of all, you go into the bathroom. Then you come out. Your hygiene is so suspect that you haven't, as you say, you're still wet. Now you're not wearing underwear. Now you walk into a room where there's 8 or 9, 11-year-old girls sleeping. You're what? Stepping over them. Okay.
Oh, what am I supposed to do? Step on them?
Well, but what I'm saying is no underwear under a t-shirt, dude. You're stepping over them. I suppose you're stepping over their faces, huh?
Well, yeah. The window was at that. They were all sleeping toward the wall.
So you're stepping over the line of vision of 8-year-old girls wearing no underwear. Then you put, you begin to fix a Louvalier blind, standing over this one kid's head, and she feels a drop on her forehead and her mouth.
You know what? A little bit landed on her chin. Big deal.
Big deal? It's not even hygienic, man.
Well, sir, now you're getting into an area where you're saying that I got, you know, like I have, you know, a transmitted drip.
What's transmitted drip? You mean a sexually transmitted disease?
You're claiming that I've got some kind of a gut, you know, a genital drip thing.
Oh, man. All right. I got to take one more phone call here. Michelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to be quiet for just a moment and listen to what I have to say.
Are you another woman trying to make money?
No, I'm not, sir. I would like for you to listen. I'm calling as a parent. I wanted to let you know you are walking around in front of minor children with a garment on that you know for a fact that can be seen through and under. It is illegal for an adult person to expose themselves either intentionally or by accident to a minor child.
Then you'd have to lock up all the parents of America. Gotcha.
Okay,
Just got you on that one, didn't I?
Now,
because you know for a fact you've showered nude in front of your kids, haven't you?
No, I don't.
Well, you know women do.
Steve,
you want to arrest them?
Excuse me.
No, I don't think so. See, she won't let me talk.
You've been talking all hour. I want to hear what the lady's got to say.
Sir, you intentionally did this. There was no reason whatsoever for you to enter the room to adjust the blind. That was an excuse for you to walk into the room and hope. I'm sure you were hoping,
ma'am,
that one of the girls would
GPS
wake up.
Do you have GPS in your car?
No.
You do not? You should buy a car with GPS, then enter in as a memory point the nether reaches. Goodbye.
He just hung up.
That's fine. That's good.
He basically told you to go to hell in a very fancy way.
Hey, that's fine. I'm not going there, but I'm sure he will be. The gentleman is wrong. He is legally wrong. I'm sorry.
Hold on for a minute, Michelle. Why are you calling back after you just hung up?
I'd like her to give me one thing I did that was wrong, other than drip.
I didn't say anything about that.
Oh, so that's something you probably enjoy. That's probably something you'd enjoy. You'd probably think that's mitigating. Oh, well, he did drip on her, so let's take that off of the bad part.
Good God!
Whether or not you dripped is neither here nor there. That's not part of the issue. The issue is you are a gentleman who runs around improperly clothed in front of minor children and exposes yourself.
You know,
to
ma'am,
children,
and you're a lady,
that makes
and
you
you're
a
woman, and you're a woman who happens to like the taste of you know what. Bet your right reminds you of lemonade, doesn't it?
You know,
you know, the two
sir,
of you can
obviously
enter in.
You know that you are incorrect and that you are wrong.
No,
because you cannot come back with anything.
I'm coming
to
back
me
with this.
Except
I want you to get GPS and enter in
stuff.
Hell. Enter hell into the GPS, and I hope like hell it works.
Phil Hendry Show.